AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says the target will not be met to train Iraqi security forces by the fall. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The goal was to train 24,000 Iraqi forces to take on Islamic State militants, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that won't happen.
We simply haven't received enough recruits.
So far, the Baghdad government's only provided enough to train about 7,000 Iraqis, plus 2,000 more counter-terror personnel. Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey told a House panel the U.S. is willing to do more to help Iraq, but it must see a better commitment from the Iraqis themselves. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Sources tell the AP the House could vote as early as tomorrow in a bid to revive the White House-backed trade bill. Federal Reserve could signal when interest rates will start going up. Evidence that the economy is rebounding from a winter slump could play a major role in the Fed's thinking. Many economists think if the economy keeps improving, the Fed will most likely raise the rate when it meets in September. The search is expanding in upstate New York for convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat. Sheriff David Favreau is hoping some help from the public will help lead to recapture.
So take a look at your surroundings. If something does not look right, something is out of place, it doesn't appear to be appropriate, there's tracks where there shouldn't be tracks, please notify the local authorities.
And we're getting word from Washington. The Federal Reserve sees a stronger economy, but wants further gains before starting to hike a key interest rate. Loretta Lynch was sworn in again today.
I, Loretta Elizabeth Lynch,
do solemnly swear.
It's called an investiture ceremony, which allows more people to see the swearing in. President Obama said there is his new attorney general has hit the ground running since taking over. This is AP Radio News. A teenager who lost an arm to a shark says he is determined to live life.
Hunter Treschel says losing his left arm and undergoing surgery after a shark attack on Oak Island, North Carolina, won't stop him.
Fight and live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.
The Colorado Springs 16-year-old, in this tape from New Hanover Regional Medical Center, says he wants to get back home.
That's our friends back home. Can't wait to see them again.
12-year-old Kirsten Yao lost her left arm below the elbow and suffered a leg injury and another shark attack on Sunday. Her parents say she faces additional surgery, but they add the doctors say she will likely keep her leg. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Fresno County Sheriff's Office in California is investigating poultry producer Foster Farms. An animal rights group shot undercover video that shows chickens being slammed upside down onto metal shackles, punched, and having their feathers pulled out while they were still alive. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.